Now, this is known as the setting stick, and it's a movable measure. So we can undo this and move it to any measure that we wish. And so, if, for example, if I was to set a poem, I would set it to the longest line of the poem, knowing that everything else would fit in. And of course, we always hold this in our left hand, and we set with our right hand. And so, in fact, you would never have a left-handed compositor, because, of course, they would have the wrong end of the stick. Right? So we hold it in our right, and we set. Hold it in our left, and we set with our right. This is the lower case. And one of the parts is that in the English case, some of the letters are close together. For example, the P and the Q. And so therefore, watch your P's and Q's. Upper case, and this is the lower case. And of course, the upper case is in alphabetical order. And of course, the lower case is in the order of usage. The only exception in the alphabetical order is the J and the U. And the reason, of course, for this is the J and the U have not always been in our alphabet. For the J, we used an I. For the U, we used a V. This changed round about 1600, and this changed round about 1780.
And he was an amateur geologist and a good geologist, and went around Scotland digging and looking at the sea margins and coasts and writing articles on geology. And he became more and more.
We have our own mathematics, which we call the point system. And of course, we have, for example, 6 point, which is probably the smallest type that we have here, going up to 72 point. And then after 72 point, we change from metal to what is known as the wood letter or poster type. And of course, there it's made of apple, pear, boxwood, any hardwood. And of course, it's nice and light. So if you remember some of the old cinema posters, you could have the lettering up to 2-3 foot high, and it didn't matter because, of course, it was nice and light to handle.
Okay, Fraser, off you go.
Well, that's looking much better now, Bobby, isn't it?
Yes.
Stand back a bit, you could walk past. Yeah,
okay. Okay, Fraser, off you go. Right.